How long did it take for the Grand Canyon to form? Park rangers will tell you it took millions of years. But science has a different story to tell, one that's consistent with the Bible. That's the topic of today's Creation Moment. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
Visitors to the Grand Canyon will recall the park rangers saying that it took millions of years for water to carve out the canyon. We have looked at examples of rapid canyon formation in previous programs, and today we have one more example. Back in 1926, a canal in the desert of Walla Walla, Washington State, became clogged with tumbleweeds. When heavier than normal spring rains occurred, water began to back up. So workers diverted the water to a ditch leading to a nearby creek. The old ditch was not large, 6 feet wide and never more than 10 feet deep, but the large water flow, 80 cubic feet per second, began to carve out the ditch. The fast-moving water soon created what many have called a miniature Grand Canyon. Over 6 days, the water moved 5 million cubic feet of dirt and rock. The result is a canyon over a quarter of a mile long, 120 feet deep and 120 feet wide. Canyons throughout the world have undoubtedly been formed by large volumes of water moving a large amount of rock in a short time. While none of these canyons are as large as the Grand Canyon, the return of waters to the ocean after the Genesis flood provides more than enough power to carve a feature as large as the Grand Canyon.
Have you downloaded our free Creation Moments app yet? It's available now for all Android and Apple mobile devices. Listen to our archive of radio broadcast anytime you like. Download the app today by visiting creationmoments.com and clicking the large photo of phones and tablets.